Good morning. Let's begin our service. Actually, we've already begun with the bell, so let's continue our service by singing hymn number 59. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength, and Christ thy right. Lay hold on life, and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. Hymn number 59. The scriptural this morning will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 218. O life that maketh all things new, the blooming earth, the thoughts of men, our pilgrim feet wet with thy dew, in gladness hither turn again. Hymn number 218.
Oh, life that maketh all things new.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We actually started this morning here, as we do every Sunday, with our roundtable discussion at 10 a.m., and we had a really good one today. So if you missed it, be sure to catch it on our website or on our YouTube channel. It'll be on both of those later today. And every Wednesday evening, we have a testimony meeting at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers, so you can bring the whole family if you'd like. We have a Sunday school for children at 11 every Sunday, and that Sunday school has a teleconference number all of its own, so that any child anywhere in the world can attend just by dialing that number. And we had a really good Bible study yesterday, and the next one will be in 2 weeks, not this coming Saturday, but Saturday, February 1. So check our website for the study questions, and please join us in 2 weeks, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You'll be glad you did. And for the members of the church, there will be an annual meeting of the membership this Thursday, January 23 at 8 p.m. You are all welcome to join us here in Plainfield. But if you can't, the meeting will be conducted over our teleconference number, so you'll be able to dial in and participate and vote as well. I wanted to point out an article featured on our website entitled Courage by Albert Gilmore. If you ever felt you lacked courage, this article will explain why and what you can do about it. So I recommend it highly. Courage by Albert F. Gilmore. And we've been doing some printing lately, the February full-text lesson sermon booklet and the latest forum highlights have been printed and mailed to subscribers, so you should be receiving them soon. And for those of you here in Plainfield, you can get them at the book table downstairs. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And we will now have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by reading and studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Karen from California.
Miscellaneous Writings, page 436. I desire to make known the great good I have received by reading the blessed book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. 4 years have now passed since I began to read it. It has been my only healer and teacher, as I never have had any opportunity to go through class. But I find that the Spirit of Truth will teach us all things if we will but practice well what we know. After 2.5 years of study, I thought, as many beginners think, that I had traveled over the worst part of this narrow path. Soon after, it came about that I was separated from everyone I had ever heard of Christian Science. And as I lived in the country, I had no one to talk to, but would take my Science and Health every morning before going about my work and read. Yet mortal mind would say, you can do no good with no one to talk with. At last, one morning, after listening to the serpent's voice, I looked out at the little wild flowers as they waved to and fro. They seemed to be a living voice. And this is what they said. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. There was also a mockingbird that would sit on the house and sing. For the first time, I realized that divine love was the only friend I needed. Soon after, I sent the journal to my nearest neighbor by her little son who came to play with my children. Afterward, she told me that when she began to read it, she said to the family, God has sent this book to me. Calling to see her one evening, I found her suffering from heart disease. I began talking to her about Christian Science, and in less than an hour, she declared herself healed. She is today a happy woman. I would say to all suffering ones that if you will buy a copy of this wonderful book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by the Reverend Mary Baker G. Eddy, and study it and practice its teachings, you will find it a pearl of great price. Mrs. Fanny Meeks, Bells, Grayson County, Texas.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 6 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, life. The golden text is from Psalms. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The responsive reading, Luke. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on.
The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment.
Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?
Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?
And see not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind.
For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things.
But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Bruce will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Numbers. Be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Ecclesiastes. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Deuteronomy. I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go before thee. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, and be not dismayed. Moses, therefore, wrote this song the same day, and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge, and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Isaiah. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, "Be of good courage. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Philippians. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do, of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Ephesians. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 John. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life.
Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God is the life or intelligence which forms and preserves the individuality and identity of animals as well as of men. The understanding that life is God, Spirit, lengthens our days by strengthening our trust in the deathless reality of life, its almightiness and immortality. This faith relies upon an understood principle. This principle makes whole the diseased and brings out the enduring and harmonious phases of things. God expresses in man the infinite idea forever developing itself, broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. We know no more of man as the true divine image and likeness than we know of God. The human capacities are enlarged and perfected in proportion as humanity gains the true conception of man and God. Mortals have a very imperfect sense of the spiritual man and of the infinite range of his thought. To him belongs eternal life. This scientific sense of being, forsaking matter for spirit, by no means suggests man's absorption into deity and the loss of his identity, but confers upon man enlarged individuality, a wider sphere of thought and action, a more expansive love, a higher and more permanent peace. The individuality of man is no less tangible because it is spiritual, and because his life is not at the mercy of matter. The understanding of his spiritual individuality makes man more real, more formidable in truth, and enables him to conquer sin, disease, and death. A knowledge of the science of being develops the latent abilities and possibilities of man. It extends the atmosphere of thought, giving mortals access to broader and higher realms. It raises the thinker into his native air of insight and perspicacity. We apprehend life in divine science only as we live above corporeal sense and correct it. To have one God and avail yourself of the power of spirit, you must love God supremely. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. The flesh and spirit can no more unite in action than good can coincide with evil. It is not wise to take a halting and halfway position or to expect to work equally with spirit and matter, truth and error. There is but one way, namely, God and his idea, which leads to spiritual being. The scientific government of the body must be attained through the divine mind. It is impossible to gain control over the body in any other way. On this fundamental point, timid conservatism is absolutely inadmissible. Only through radical reliance on truth can scientific healing power be realized. One must fulfill one's mission without timidity or dissimulation, for to be well done, the work must be done unselfishly. Moral courage is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the king of the mental realm. Free and fearless, it roams in the forest. Undisturbed, it lies in the open field or rests in green pastures beside the still waters. In the figurative transmission from the divine thought to the human, diligence, promptness, and perseverance are likened to the cattle upon a thousand hills. They carry the baggage of stern resolve and keep pace with highest purpose. There is too much animal courage in society, and not sufficient moral courage. Christians must take up arms against error at home and abroad. They must grapple with sin in themselves and in others, and continue this warfare until they have finished their course. If they keep the faith, they will have the crown of rejoicing. It requires courage to utter truth. For the higher truth lifts her voice, the louder will error scream, until its inarticulate sound is forever silenced in oblivion. Christianity is again demonstrating the life that is truth and the truth that is life by the apostolic work of casting out error and healing the sick. Earth has no repayment for the persecutions which attend a new step in Christianity. But the spiritual recompense of the persecuted is assured in the elevation of existence above mortal discord and in the gift of divine love. Individuals are consistent who, watching and praying, can run and not be weary, walk and not faint, who gain good rapidly and hold their position, or attain slowly and yield not to discouragement. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path. The purpose and motive to live aright can be gained now. This point one, you have started as you should. You have begun at the numeration table of Christian Science, and nothing but wrong intention can hinder your advancement. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? We must reverse our feeble flutterings, our efforts to find life and truth in matter, and rise above the testimony of the material senses, above the mortal to the immortal idea of God. These clearer, higher views inspire the godlike man to reach the absolute center and circumference of his being. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Mortals will echo Job's thought when the supposed pain and pleasure of matter cease to predominate. They will then drop the false estimate of life and happiness, of joy and sorrow, and attain the bliss of loving unselfishly, working patiently, and conquering all that is unlike God.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man, to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188.
Together.
Let's now sing hymn number 396. Ye messengers of Christ, his sovereign voice obey. Arise and follow where he leads, and peace attend your way. Hymn number 396.
Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. John, 10th chapter, 10th verse. Christ Jesus. I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen.